The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Darling Way on White Oak. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I don't know about that spread now with Leonard out.
No, I'm out on that now. It gives me pause as to whether or not I think the Spurs will win tonight. You're setting yourself up for a Game 7 elimination game. That's a ballsy move, but I guess if you're the Spurs, you're also home.
Yeah, I think he feels like he could still win this game without him, though.
The Rockets have to...
Don't turn the ball over. Make some threes.
Don't make foolish mistakes.
Yeah.
Don't let LaMarcus Aldridge turn into Trailblazers LaMarcus Aldridge.
It's Astros-Yankees series. What do you want to see from the Astros?
I would like to see them get pitching from someone besides Dallas Keuchel on the road. And that includes McCullers.
Yeah, I'd like to see him have a good road start.
Hasn't been great on the road. If McCullers sucks again on the road, it's not like we can say, well, he's just no good. I mean, it's a really good Yankees lineup.
Right.
These guys are hitting like old school late 90s Yankees all of a sudden. And I'd like to see the bullpen perform better. I mean, Lou Gregerson pitched an inning yesterday and actually looked good.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, live here at Darling Way. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Although... the texts were really good, and in the last 5 minutes, I think I've got two candidates for worst texts of the week. So, starting with 713, this is a sports show. Hadn't heard you guys say anything about Leonard being out tonight.
Your ears aren't great.
No, because we talked about it for almost an entire segment, and then we just did it in the rewind. So, if you're not going to listen to the whole show, you can't sit here and bitch about something you didn't hear. And if you did listen to the whole show and you didn't hear that, then you might want to have somebody tie your shoes for you. And 832, please make a new Gym of the Day song. This one is so bleepy.
What?
The world loves the Gym of the Day song. Okay, pal, I hate to break it to you, but children love the Gym of the Day song. Parents love the Gym of the Day song.
By the way, write a better one than that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Doubt you can. I wrote that on the fly, bro.
Exactly. And it has swept the nation.
A new Gym of the Day
song. Yeah, I mean, this is bigger than a Miley Cyrus song. So you may not like her music either, pal, but she does very
well.
That's
like saying,
shame.
Thank you, John.
Hey, Cheers, you should change your theme songs because that everybody knows your name crap is really played up. That's dumb. Once you've got a brand like the Gym of the Day song, you stick with it. Change your... Good Lord, that's the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
Hey, Metallica, I want you to redo One. I don't like the way you did it.
Do it without guitars.
Yeah. Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN. Can you tell a listener to eat a bag of...
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. So, yeah, there you go. Hot dogs.
That's right.
Yeah. Just like we have out here.
That's right.
Only not gourmet ones.
No.
Very plain ones.
Yeah. Hairy ones.
Yeah. Well, depends. Some people groom. 713-780-ESPN, your number. I want to remind you that we're out at Darling Way, and there's a lot of cool stuff out here. If you not just to come check out the shop and meet Beth, who will be on with this next segment, but they've got Happy Fats Gourmet Hot Dogs, St. Arnold's Beer, Nothing But Cakes, and all that stuff here. So come on by. And then gave away a Barnaby's gift card. It's right down the road. And man, I think all the Heights has basically swung through here at one point or another.
Seems that way.
Yeah, a lot of people here in the area. Some Blitzers have swung by. So Drunk Bevo says, got to love someone who thinks their opinion equals a fact.
Yeah. Who's that?
Talking about the guy whose opinion of the Gym of the Day song. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So 281 says, Dana White says the fight between Mayweather and McGregor may not end up happening. Boxing world is shocked. Shocked, I say. Yeah.
I don't want to be the guy who said 0% a long time ago, but yeah. I was a guy who said 0% a long time ago.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Rogers, please start wearing boots because I'm tired of those white sneakers.
Yeah, come on, man.
He
says if Lonzo Ball had a Gym of the Day song, he'd sell more shoes. Probably so.
Yeah, probably so.
And I give you that Gym of the Day song for free every day. You're welcome. You know who's probably the most?
There's generations of children that are growing up listening to the Gym of the Day song at 5:45 every day.
You know who's probably most happy about me writing the Gym of the Day song? Zadok Jewelers.
Yeah.
Like, that's the, I mean.
They've got to be thrilled.
They got a hit on their hands. Yeah. It's like a.
And people, I bet when people go to Zadok Jewelers, they sing the Gym of the Day song to the jewelers.
Probably so.
So, yeah, I want to buy a ring, but first, can I sing Gym of the Day to you?
Everybody's looking for product placement these days.
Yeah.
And Zadok Jewelers, their name is right in the middle of a hit song.
I think if you walk into Zadok Jewelers and they say, what would you like to buy today? You tell them the Gym of the Day.
Do you remember?
Or sing it to them.
Jong, you probably remember this because Fred doesn't listen to urban music. But do you remember the apple bottom jeans boots with the fur song?
Yeah. Flo Rida.
Yeah. Imagine how much the sale of Uggs went up when they started singing about boots with the fur. Right? That's like the Gym of the Day. Like when me dropping that Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day song, they're probably like, "Man, I don't have numbers in front of me, but I would almost guarantee that their sales have at least tripled since I wrote this song." I'm just saying. I'm not one to brag. I'm not one to brag, but that's an awesome song I made.
Probably more than that.
Yeah. It probably made, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars since I wrote that song. You gonna argue that? No.
No. No.
I meant the
text.
But
no, but it's a crappy song, according to this guy.
I think I didn't know bleep about music. Songbird of our generation.
Yeah. Only song to win Grammys multiple years, according to 713. Wow, somebody says Rockets up to -9 tonight after the Leonard news.
Hold on, they said what?
-9.
That's getting back to where I'm interested again.
Now you're starting to get my interest up again.
Yep.
713 says changing the gym song would be like changing the Game of Thrones intro.
You can't do it.
No. They don't want to do it, ever. Somebody said it's a highlight of his commute.
There you go.
Somebody, we were talking about the Mayweather thing, and I can't remember who it was, but I'll have to look it up. But saying it'd be better if he fought, De La Hoya said it'd be better if he fought Canelo or Triple G, which, yeah, I agree, but he's already fought Canelo. I don't know that he needs to do that fight again. I'd love to see him fight Golovkin. But I don't think Floyd wants that fight at this stage of his career because that's one he could lose. It's probably the only one. But I still don't know if Floyd really wants to fight.
I don't either.
And I think part of the whole thing with the McGregor deal is he knows that wouldn't be much of a test for him. And he'd make a bunch of money. And it would be popular.
You want to hear a story that has nothing to do with sports? Or do we need to go to sports?
We've been sportsy enough. Remember we talked about Kawhi Leonard being out and how it affects the Rockets. Even that guy missed it.
We talked about the Astros.
Talked
about Texans draft picks.
Yeah, about their offensive line.
Baylor being miserable failures at the next level. Okay.
Joshua says, go ahead and change the name of the show also. It's baseball season, not football. It's a good point.
Tara Natasha, who's 26...
Sounds like a stripper name.
She sort of looks like a stripper. But that's, you know.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
I'm four.
But she's like a random hot internet chick.
Okay.
And on Snapchat, I don't know about this because I don't have Snapchat. I'm also not a good-looking girl. If I had Snapchat or was a good-looking girl, I would probably occasionally be sent nudes because that's what apparently dudes do that. They send unsolicited pictures of their penis to good-looking women, and it's crass, it's rude, it's boorish, it's inappropriate. Act like a gentleman, even on the internet.
And trust me, they've seen whatever you're sending. They've seen it.
Yeah, it ain't
that
great.
It's nothing special.
By the way, yeah.
Unless you're Greg Oden, in which case, absolutely.
Women don't work like men. Like, men, you could send us a picture of your boobs unsolicited. That'd make us very happy.
Yeah.
Very few women are, like, stoked to see a random penis in their inbox. That's not a great thing for ladies. I hate to break it to you guys. Well, Tara Natasha had gotten a photo of a guy's penis. This is in England, by the way.
No. Oh, an English penis? That's even worse.
Yep. And with the picture, it says, when you want to meet. And she said, now? Question mark. He says, where do you live and do you live alone? She says, I live with my friend. She'll be joining us. He says, are you for real? Send me some pics of you. Send me some pics of your girl. I'm definitely up for that, though. Send me your postcode. I'll check how far you are, and I'll drive down. She sends a postcode. Oh, you ain't far. You live in South London. I live in Croydon, 20-minute drive at this time. I'll see you in 20, she says. Then he says, what does your friend look like? And he says, I'm near Buckingham Palace on Spur Road. And she says, he sends it in a voice message. She says, I can't hear any of that, babe. Text it. He said, I didn't realize you lived by Buckingham Palace. I'm on the Spur Road, baby. Yes, babe, it is the staterooms. You need to come to the gates. What car are you in? He says, to Buckingham Palace gates? I'm driving a white Ford Sport. She says, yep, that's fine, baby. And when he asks again for a picture of her friend, she sends him a picture of the Queen of England. Apparently, he sees this elderly woman and decides, kind of freaky, but okay, I'll keep rolling with this. He eventually says, I can't even be parked where I was, apparently. Two officers with guns, they said staterooms are used by family of the royal family. This sounds a bit fishy. I'll have to park my car on the side and just come down to get me. My car is attracting too much attention. She said, where are you? She said, I'm parked on Spur Road because I got told I can't be parked right by the palace. And then, of course, she lets him know what's going on. Are you for real? Why would you do something like this and make me drive and waste fuel money and leave my house and drive all around London? What kind of sick game you playing at? You've made me drive all the way to an imaginary place. I knew something was fishy as soon as I saw Buckingham Palace.
Oh, really?
So he drove 40 minutes and then started sending abusive messages and things like that. And she has shared the screenshots of the prank on Facebook. It's been shared more than 10,000 times. But, I mean, this is why it's kind of what you get, right?
Well, especially
for sending the unsolicited nude, and then you're what kind of game are you playing? Bro, what kind of game are you playing sending a random junk shot to a chick you don't know?
Well, especially an English penis. I mean, it's going to be small, it's going to be pale, it's going to be disgusting.
No, this is a black British guy.
Oh, okay, then never mind.
Yeah.
That's okay, you can do that then.
Yeah. You can only see the blurred out portion here.
Yeah.
But his abs are so defined that his abs look like crying Jordan face.
Okay. In that case, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, he's probably.
When you say English, I'm thinking small, pale dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, with an inchworm.
No, I think this is like seal.
Okay.
You know,
probably has seal's face too, though.
Maybe he didn't post that in the picture.
There you go.
And by the way, how many girls will just see a picture of a penis and say,
"Oh yeah, I want that."
Yeah, come meet me. Let's do this thing. I don't need to see your face. I don't need to know your name. Let's just make this happen. It's pretty rare, I would venture. I don't know. I mean, it's not rare, says one of the ladies here. She's into that sort of thing.
Okay.
She's got Snapchat
We'll have Voldemort send her a penis shot and see if it works.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Raising Cane's. And listen, if you're looking for the finest quality chicken finger meals, Raising Cane's is where it's at. They take their time with their chicken. It's always hand-battered, fresh, never frozen, 24-hour marinated chicken. And that stuff makes a difference. Raising Cane's cares about doing one thing, making the best chicken finger meals. That's their one love. They've got over 25 locations, including their newest location, a second location opened out in Katy. And the best chicken finger meals are made from fresh ingredients. That's what they've got there. They've got the best sides, the crinkle-cut fries. They've got the Texas toast. They've got the cane sauce, which is amazing and goes great on any of the stuff I've mentioned. They hand-squeeze their lemonade every day. I mean, they're doing everything the right way, and you will notice it when you taste it. If you're thinking, I don't feel like cooking tonight, don't. Go find yourself the nearest Raising Cane's. Take home some chicken fingers for the whole family. Raising Cane's, 25 and counting locations in the Houston area. One love.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Guys, got to tell you about Harry's. If you're looking for convenience, if you're looking for quality, if you're looking to save money, Harry's has you covered. What they did, these guys bought their own factory, and they sell directly to you over the internet. And here's how it works. It shows up in your mailbox. You don't have to go shopping. You don't have to go to the store. You don't have to deal with those people unlocking the razors for you. What is that? That's just stupid. With Harry's, it comes right to you. And they've got these new five precision engineered blades, which are fantastic. And it's just $2 a blade compared to $4, $5, $6 you'll pay anywhere else. And you don't even have to go there. Getting started with Harry's is simple. Low risk and hassle-free. You can order in your underwear. Like, you want to come here and buy some sexy underwear, you can order Harry's in your underwear from home, and they'll deliver it to you. And if you're not 100% satisfied, they're going to fully refund you. Get started with Harry's today with their great starter sets, including the ergonomic handle, the five precision-engineered blades, the rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, entire month of shaving, just $15. How about this? We're going to do you one better. No, we're going to do you five better. We partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your first purchase with promo code FAUR. Go to harrys.com right now and enter code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer. That's harrys.com, code FAOUR. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
I'm so glad they got rid of that thing where it like gives me a, like force feeds me a nickname.
Yeah,
that was really bad.
AJ the sex monster.
Yeah, I don't know all the things they were calling me. I didn't like that.
I think sex star, sex stud.
But I
like that.
Listen, I work with Fred Fowler.
I know.
I mean, whatever sex nickname I have, I pale in comparison to the Falcon.
Well, you know, I want to have a stable of studs for the Love and Laughter with Beth show.
That's
wouldn't,
a good idea.
Wouldn't you like to be one of my
like
studs?
Like Juggalo Trey?
Yes, exactly. Just like that.
I've heard that he was a big part of your opening program.
He was. He volunteered to come in on a Saturday night and help us out. And he was answering calls. And he is so cute. And he's got a smile that would just knock anybody over. Yeah, he's awesome.
You know what I think you should do for him?
Yes, I do.
I'm late.
I thought I would try just to get him dating. Right? Wouldn't that be a good start?
Nobody wants to date if there's not sex at the end.
Well, but you have to start with dating, and then there could be a question. And hopefully that would be a possibility for him, right?
He'd if you could line up some sex, he would probably take that girl on a date.
Well, I think he's going to have to do it the other way around. But wouldn't it be cute if we found him another little redheaded woman to go and stuff? They'd be so cute.
You don't breed two redheads. What are you trying to do to this world?
I am not trying to breed them. I'm just trying to get him out.
We're trying to work that messed up gene out of the pool. And you're like, oh, let's make more. No,
yes,
no.
Yes. I want to give him a reason to not want to come to our show. Or a good reason to listen to the show and really learn something. Right? That would be awesome.
Like if Juggalo Trey had a baby with a redhead.
Oh.
It would look like a curly-haired Donald Trump. It would be a horrible sight.
No, don't even say that.
No, but it'd be tremendous.
That.
It'd be tremendous, and it'd have big hands.
He's so cute.
It's true.
I can't think of him in the same sense.
Would you date Juggalo Trey?
No.
You're single. He's single.
He's so young.
He's ready to mingle.
And he's so naive. But I would go out and be his wing person.
But you know what you could do? You could teach him some things.
Yeah.
Where's Mistress Ella? Maybe she could teach him some things.
Oh, I'm sure she would definitely teach
him
single? Some things. I don't know. I guess you'd have to ask her. I'm not quite sure if she's still
here or not. You could probably hook her up with Juggalo Trey. That would be a sight.
Yeah. But see, I want to not make a joke about it. I want to find him somebody actually really nice and really sweet to go out with.
I'm not joking either.
Okay.
My radio career, my entire radio career, one of the things that makes me the happiest is getting guys laid that have trouble getting laid. Like, that's always been a goal of mine.
Then my store, this Darling Way, should be absolutely at the top of your favorite places.
Yes, it is. Yes. When I lived in Austin, all the time, like, we had sex shops sponsoring my show in Austin that were way less classy than this.
Thank you for that.
Yes. They would always.
I don't think that's saying a whole lot. I was really hoping for a nicer compliment from you, AJ.
I'm going with a story here.
Okay.
They would always, like once a month, they would send me a gigantic box of sex toys and pornos.
Oh.
And I would always use it as a tool for a less than fortunate with the ladies listener.
That's very
and try
good
to get
you.
Him laid. And
did it work?
Often it did.
Wow.
Often
so what
it did.
Was it? The pornos? Because I'm trying to figure out what was it that got them.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Because it's not like people know what toys you have until you get.
I used to always play dating games on my show, and I would do love connection games.
Yeah.
I'm all about bringing people together.
I like that.
And then if you bring two people together and give them a vibrator, chances are good that it'll go that way.
Okay, but I gave this to you and Fred hours ago.
And Fred rubbed it on his nipple.
Did you like it, Fred?
No.
Fred no. did not like it. He does not like
it. It does a nice back rub thing, though.
It does a pretty awesome
Tell us how your show went. You were very nervous about it.
I was hysterical. Yeah. I'm not usually even a terrified person. I was in
even
tears.
Though you're a pro now. Like, you're a vet.
No, I'm not. I realized I just depend on y'all. And I got to the studio. I missed y'all so much. It was this whole big table.
Of course you did.
I did. And I sat in the middle, and all I wanted was the two of you. I don't even like where I am right now. I'm sitting at the end of the table. I don't get to sit
in
between
you. We did this as a courtesy to you so you wouldn't have to be by Fred.
No, but I love being between you and Fred.
Okay.
You know that. But,
well, that's true.
But the show was so, it was fun. I was nervous as heck. I really was completely petrified, and it was all about firsts, because it really was a lot like your first time having sex. I could read about it. I could prepare. I could, you know, watch videos, but I had no idea.
Were you crying and bleeding at the end of the show?
I was crying.
Okay, well, that's good.
I was definitely
halfway
crying.
Halfway there. Congratulations.
I'm old enough that bleeding stuff doesn't usually happen anymore.
Okay, well,
just, you know, we'll throw that out there. It's a whole different phase. So, yeah, we can have a great conversation about those
I'd
things,
I'd rather
too.
Not talk
let's
about
not.
That.
Yeah, let's not.
But it's so important.
I don't want to hear about that.
Not to us.
I'm old. It is. Because, yes.
Fred's old,
you're
too.
Gonna be, exactly. And it's just nice. You want to be old and still be having fun. And I'm having way more fun romantically than I ever did. So,
but
that's
you,
it.
Women, it's a hard no on Juggalo Trey, though.
It's a hard no dating Juggalo Trey, whatever you want to call him. Yeah. But I'd love to set him up. And I will. We'll have to have a night here where
we
just do
a meeting. Do you have a single daughter?
I do, but they're out of town.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you can somehow hook up Juggalo Trey and your daughter, I think we're talking about.
Ratings go
for dating.
Okay.
Of course, dating
there
and eventually
go.
Sex and grandkids that look like Juggalo Trey. And if that happens, we will do their wedding live on the air.
Oh,
I will. I will be ordained, and I will marry them.
I'm already ordained. I could do it.
Okay,
I'm Rabbi Beth.
Okay,
yeah, awesome.
I don't know if Juggalo Trey's Jewish, though.
I don't know. I don't care.
Okay,
that's all right. But
okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure my daughter would really appreciate an arranged marriage, but I will ask her just in case.
I think we need to find.
Don't give her a choice. Make it like the old days.
Yeah.
Bad news, honey.
Y'all might be afraid of me, but my children are not afraid of me. So no, they say no to me all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, let's find him a really dark-skinned girl, because we don't want him reproducing with another light-skinned person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we want some beautiful brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we need to balance out that Juggalo look. Yeah.
That's right.
That's all I'm saying.
Poor Juggalo. Okay, have you all heard any feedback about Dell, though? Because I heard him getting some good times from the guys he's working with during the week.
No, I haven't. I don't listen to the show usually during the days, but I haven't heard it. But
how was Dell to work with?
He was such a pleasure. He was amazing. He could speak so well. I had so much fun with him. He was very open. Yeah.
He's usually sour and cranky all the time.
He is.
Yeah.
Did he talk about losing his virginity?
Person. Do you guys know that that's what people say sometimes about y'all?
Yes, because we are.
Okay,
we don't
but
care.
You're not to me. I just think y'all are amazing.
You're
I thought Dell was amazing.
You're a lady.
I'm not a lady.
We're different with ladies than we are with dudes. I'm not nice to any dudes.
Really? Are you nice to me only because I'm a woman?
Yes. That and you're a client.
Oh, God.
We have to be nice to you.
I really want to transition into that friend zone because I definitely would not treat my clients just like I treat you.
Really?
God. Well, that's not true. Basically, all my clients are my friends, so that's just it. Yeah. I don't really have a boundary between who I treat differently. But okay, well, I want to see one time. I just want you to treat me like a friend.
Okay.
I want to know what that's
like. I don't
like.
Really have friends, so I don't even know how to do that.
I'll be your friend, honey.
I don't need that. I'm good with no friends.
Oh, God. But anyway, Dell was awesome, and really, he said penis way more than I did.
Really?
I could not believe it. Yes. What, so did, I'm very what, grateful.
What, I think what words did you use for penis?
I don't know about that.
Or did you only use penis? Did you stick strictly to the medical term, or did you say dong or crank? Or junk or anything like that?
I am sure I must have, but I don't know. And okay. I can't go back and listen. I'm too nervous and stuff. And so I don't know what I said because my word around the shop, I use the C word for penis.
Yes.
And I have to try really
like
hard not to say.
Like a rooster.
Yes. Oh, so I did. I said the rooster project once. Yeah.
Okay.
But I like a more affectionate term for our body parts.
What is the plan for this week's show?
So this week's show, I have a teacher who teaches at Lone Star Community College. He teaches human sexuality. He is one of the most amazing teachers I've ever met. He's got students who come from all different backgrounds who know virtually nothing about anything about reproduction and stuff and their whole body and system and pleasure. And he talks to them. And so he's going to come on the show. He is just wonderful. He's informative. And I'm really excited to sort of cover that stuff.
Do you think maybe
I wish I could have taken that class.
Do you think maybe he will teach Juggalo Trey some things?
Oh, that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Full of them. Full of great ideas.
See, that's why I want you as my friend.
Well, tell people again what time your show is on. And, of course, they can hear it on our station.
Yes.
The best station.
It's the best station.
I'm so glad you broke up with that other station you were advertising on.
I know.
That was such a waste of your money and your time.
Okay, I know, but look, it led me here.
I know.
It led me here, and that's where I was meant to be. But, you know, I'm pretty monogamous, so I'm pretty happy
being
here. I know,
but it felt like...
Right. This feels good.
You hooked up with one of our enemies, and then, like, you know, you hooked up with us, and then you chose us, but we're always going to remember that...
That I slept with somebody else?
That guy was inside you.
That is the bias against women. That is just not fair.
Yes.
I was young and naive. I didn't know what I was doing.
That radio show's been all up in our stuff, and it's like, I can't get that out of my head.
Okay, they were not nearly as good as y'all.
Well, of course not.
That goes without saying. Yeah.
I'm so glad, and we've got Todd here, the station manager, and I'm so glad he's here. I just think...
Well, Todd appreciates our professionalism.
He told me that, too, right?
That's one thing that Todd has always admired, and honestly, when I got hired, that was the reasoning behind me getting hired. They said, you know what? We want somebody who's a real professional broadcaster.
Yes. That's what he told me.
Thus, they chose me.
When I asked him about the boundaries for Love and Laughter with Beth, what I could talk about and stuff, and he's like telling me G rating. I was like, well, but I'm on the show with the guys already.
And
I was like,
we don't have a G rating.
That's exactly my point.
But Todd tells you G, and what he really means is like PG-13. You can almost slip into like we're like a nip slip type area where it's, you know, especially at that time of night. But that way it covers his ass because he said, I told you, G, what are you doing?
Yes. Right, he did. Well, so hopefully he's not going to get too mad at me, but so far he's been good. Did you know we talked about squirting?
What? We can't talk about that on our show.
Oh, no. Okay.
We can't talk about that on our show.
Hey, two quick questions. You're on the podcast, right? We have your show's on podcast?
Yes.
Is it on Podcast Arena so people can go check it out?
It absolutely is, and Brandon took care of that and did the logo and everything. And
that's good.
Yeah, I'm very excited and grateful to him for doing that.
And you have some giveaways here.
And we have some giveaways. So we have got for a caller, because we've done some giveaways locally, but we've also got for callers, we've got a bye-bye boredom bag from Darling Way, which is all about kissable.
Does it have one of these in it?
No, it doesn't have anything this special. This is the...
kind of small.
That looks like a porno award, like something you would get like for best new starlet or something like that.
Oh, everybody would be fighting way more for the for the statue. You can feel it if you
I'm
want
good.
To. I let Todd feel this. He was really... made an impression.
I'm not touching a penis that Todd touched. I'm sorry.
Again, he means.
Yeah.
Again, he means.
my God. This is why I love y'all. I missed y'all so much yesterday.
Well, we missed you. So, congratulations on the anniversary. Congratulations on this.
Thank you. And I've got
first
to
give, oh, finish your giveaways.
The,
I'm sorry.
The bye-bye board and bag. No, I'm so sorry. I get distracted. You know that. But and then we've also, from our Love and Laughter with Beth sponsor, Aneros, we've got a giveaway bag, a special goodie bag full of all sorts of things to pleasure and increase men's awareness and take care of your prostate.
That's right.
All different things. So, yeah. So both of those we can give away to y'all's callers, and y'all can figure out whatever lucky numbers.
One caller gets the whole shebang?
No, no, no.
Two prizes.
Two prizes, okay.
Let's
two
do
people.
Caller 10 and 11 then. How about that?
There you go. So.
All right. 713-780-3776.
And did you know that Todd is a squirter?
No, yeah. I didn't. But he's such a good sport. Yeah. And, you know, we had several just blitzers here, by the way, today. I don't know if y'all got to meet him and stuff while you were here.
We met a couple of
them.
That's good.
Yeah, and some beautiful women here that listen to y'all show.
Beautiful women love our – look at us.
You said that. I'm telling you.
Look at the two of us. We are magnificently handsome.
I know. I'm definitely head of your fan club. You know that.
You.
Y'all are my –
No, I'm a hideous troll. I just have a great line of BS.
You're right.
No, you are
You're
not.
Right. I'm really handsome, though.
No. And Fred, you keep... No, that shirt is awesome on you, and you look good.
You
and
like you, Fred's nipples in that shirt.
Yes. You've got them,
See,
right?
See, Fred?
Enjoy them and flaunt them.
It's good.
Yes.
Flaunt them.
Good.
Flaunt your nipples.
And it's super soft. I'm like waiting for AJ to be stroking your... shirt because it feels so good.
No, we don't stroke each other's shirts.
No,
we don't stroke each other's anything.
We draw the line. Yeah. This is a professional relationship.
See, that's why you need me in between you to link you two physically
we
together.
We just need you to stroke Fred's nipples and not me.
Okay. Well, at least I'd stroke his back and I'd rub your back too.
Okay. Yes. That works too.
Yes.
All right, guys, we have got to go to
break. Talk to you next week.
Yes.
Yay. On the air. And, I'm sure we'll talk to you after the show. But
thank you.
And looking forward to Saturday night show.
That's right. So,
guys.
With the professor of sex.
Yeah. I might listen to that while I'm out of town just because I'm curious now. Because I could use all the help I can get.
You've always been curious.
And you need some help, too, if you've waited till the last minute. And Mother's Day is this weekend. You got a chance still to get the 100 Blooms for Mom bouquet from Pro Flowers in time for Mother's Day. Free glass vase for just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And you can upgrade to a premium vase and include gourmet chocolates for just $10 more.
Like a good son would. You choose the delivery date you want. Pro Flowers guarantees your flowers are going to arrive fresh and beautiful and stay that way for at least a week or your money back. And there's still time to get 100 Blooms for Mom delivered by Mother's Day. Click on the microphone in the top right corner. Use our code Fred and AJ. You're going to get these stunning flowers and a free glass vase starting at just $19.99. That's proflowers.com, code Fred and AJ when you click on the mic. Order today before you're out of time, and Pro Flowers is out of this beautiful bouquet. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the place you lose your fears, yeah, reckless behavior, a place that is so pure.
ESPN 97.5.
Guys, time to start thinking about getting a new mattress, and one place to do it, Texas Mattress Makers, and the Memorial Day sale coming up. Here's the deal. If you're already saving 50% off of what you would save if you go to a retail store when you go to Texas Mattress Makers, because they make the mattresses right there and sell them directly to you. Well, this is a factory sale. So you're going to get 25% off factory direct prices on top of that. And you're going to get the best handcrafted, custom-fitted beds made right here in Houston. And listen, Texas Mattress Makers, they're constantly coming up with new ways to help you sleep better. And they're also great people. They're big in the community. They take care of our returning vets with custom beds to help them become more self-sufficient. And guess what? They're the number one mattress store on Yelp. Thousands agree that Texas Mattress Makers delivers on quality and price. They're great people to do business with. You're going to sleep better. You're going to save money. Why would you go anywhere else? And it doesn't matter how you like to sleep, on your back, your side, your stomach, hot or cold, Texas Mattress Makers has you covered. Texas Mattress Makers, 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Make sure you tell them you're a blitzer. They will take care of you. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Darling Way on White Oak. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Always fun to have Beth on. And, well, a couple segments left here out at Darling Way. Still have some Happy Fats Gourmet hot dogs out there. And I know they still have some St. Arnold's beer because just had another one. So come on out here, check out the place. And you know what? If you don't want to buy anything while we're here, you can always come back or just go in the back. That's what a couple of our friends did. We don't know what they bought.
No idea.
Yeah. They were very.
They just walked out with one of those bags.
And said, hey, what'd you buy? None of your business.
Gray bag with purple purple paper.
Yeah.
Who knows what's in it?
It could be the package that somebody won here. Could be. It could be something else.
I like to assume what it is.
You think it's that penis?
Something like that. Maybe bigger.
Hmm. Santo said, hell yeah, just won one
like
of the
that's
prizes.
A medium. I'm thinking it's like they're walking out with an XL.
That's a medium?
That's a medium.
I thought that was a small.
That's a medium.
Okay. Just curious. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And pretty good crowd out here. Everybody's having a lot of fun. Beth,
this is a large.
Yeah, that is. I would say that's a large, yes.
That's a large.
Yeah. Interesting.
I'm not extra large. It looks like Thor's hammer.
They have that? Where is that?
You don't need that.
Okay.
It's in the back.
That's what I want. I want the one you got to go in the back to get.
It's in the back. You'd love Thor's hammer in the back.
Yeah, who wouldn't? God, every time we have Beth on the show, just everything sounds dirty.
It gets really dirty. It does.
So interesting.
Todd, what's the name of that book right over your shoulder?
Yeah,
right behind you.
Other side.
Right there.
Right
what
there.
Is that? What is that called? Oh, okay. Yeah. Is that a management book?
Yeah, a little bit.
It does look like a management book to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's.
That's Todd's management style.
Well, that's that's how you learn to screw employees.
There you go.
We've all studied that book
yeah,
one time or another.
Who hasn't?
Interesting stat from
interesting stat.
When it rained. No. LaMarcus Aldridge's numbers with Kawhi in the lineup, 17.3 points per game, 48% field goal percentage. Care to guess his numbers without Leonard in the lineup?
I would guess better.
Nope. 17.0 points per game, 45% field goal percentage. So almost negligible.
Okay.
It's had no effect on him whatsoever.
I think if the Spurs are going to win tonight, he has to come up big.
Yeah.
It's got to be better than 17. That ain't going to cut it.
It's going to take 32.
Yeah, he's going to have to take the bull by the horns because no Parker, no Kawhi. It's his team right now. So I think he's got to come up big. And we've seen him do it before, you know. And I think people forget that he's a top 20 player in the league. You know, I think you'd have a tough time naming 20 players better than LaMarcus Aldridge.
I could name 17.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
But, I mean, he's not had a great playoffs for sure, but – These are the kind of moments where great players tend to either step up or fade, and I think it's a big opportunity for him. And we've seen, I mean, he basically single-handedly beat the Rockets a couple of years ago when he was in Portland.
Well, but if the Rockets come out and do their bit where they can't hit a three, I don't think it's going to matter whether he has a big game or not. I think the Spurs are going to figure out a way to win this thing.
I wonder how the Spurs change defensively without Kawhi. And I mean, obviously, he's very important to them on that end. Simmons isn't like a slouch defensively, but I just wonder if rotation changes, like who guards who. I'm wondering how it's going to affect the overall.
Well, I think it's more critical that James Harden have a big game and not fall apart in the fourth quarter.
Like a big full game, you mean?
Yes, a big full game.
Okay.
All right. Well,
I also think they need to the Rockets need to start fast, and more often than not, when they've lost this year, it's because they have a horrendous first quarter. And first and the fourth, that's the important quarters for them.
All right, Mother's Day is this weekend, and this is it, guys.
Sunday.
Is it. You screwed around to the last minute. We're going to bail you out because that's what we do.
You're welcome.
We always bail you guys out when you wait to the last minute, and there's still time to get Cherry's Berries huge like this thing. Freshly dipped strawberries to mom starting at $19.99 plus shipping. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings. Today only. Exclusive last-minute offer for you. Double the berries for mom for just $10 more, and she's going to get free cake truffles, too.
Yep, you pick your desired delivery date, plus your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. My wife loves Sherry's Berries. Actually, I love Sherry's Berries. If you double the berries, that just means that you have more. And that's what's really important on Mother's Day, is that you take care of you. The only way to get these great deals, this amazing berries deal starting at just $19.99, go to berries.com. BERRIES.com. Click on the mic in the top right corner. Type in the code Fred and AJ. Then double your berries for mom and get free cake truffles before they run out. That's berries.com. Code Fred and AJ when you click on the mic. This deal won't last long. Mother's Day's on Sunday, so make sure you order now.
This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, going to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. Listen, we're getting into the summer months. You're going to want to spend more time outdoors, out on the patio, out by the pool. But maybe you've got an ugly grayed-out patio or a cracked pool deck. Maybe you're not happy with it. Well, don't tear everything out and start over. Call the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions. Let them hook you up with a carved stone overlay. It'll give you the look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's trialed, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks great, twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you out on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save money as well. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself that hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Darling Way on White Oak. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz for one last segment here at Darling Way. Always fun to have Beth on, and check out our show on Saturday nights. The crew will be live from Trailer Wheel and Frame tomorrow. John and Raheel and Unfiltered will broadcast live
with Dell,
but he's not there, so I don't know if we want to say that. So John and Raheel and Unfiltered will broadcast live from 9 until 1. Trailer Wheel and Frame is conveniently located on 45 North, just after West Canino. Come hang out, enjoy the shows and refreshments, courtesy of Cat's Coffee, Rudy's Barbecue, and St. Arnold's Brewery.
St. Arnold's all over the place.
Yeah, they are, including here. So you don't have a Hoffman on Hollywood, I take it.
I don't. I totally forgot. I don't know what's wrong with me.
That's okay. I here's how embarrassed I am. I found a debit card, and I vaguely recognize the name, and I said, well, I'll take it to Beth. Somebody, it's our promo girls.
Oh.
How stupid am I?
You're not
stupid. Because I didn't really just, I mean, I kind of like, well, I know this person, I think.
I mean, how many, I don't know.
But I wasn't
90% of the people that work in our office, I couldn't tell you their name.
Well, I'm kind of that way too, but at least, you know, I mean, I kind of feel stupid now, because as soon as she gave it to her, I'm like, oh, I knew that. What the hell's wrong with me? Oh, well. Am I supposed to be a diva and not know anybody's names?
I mean, no. Am I supposed to be a genuinely nice person and take some time to learn my coworkers' names?
No.
Okay, then we're good.
There should be a healthy balance there, though, right?
Probably should
be. We should know a few of them. Like, we need to know Todd's name, right? And we need to know Otto's name.
Right.
And John's. And then we know Trey.
That's all we need.
And we know Trey because he's, you know, Trey. But other than that, do we really need to know anybody else?
Juggalo Trey tried to say he's asexual. He's not worried about it.
Uh-huh.
But he's lying.
Asexual?
Yeah.
Juggalo Trey does not have a filter. If you mention Juggalo Trey, he's going to comment on you.
That's good.
It's yeah.
He's interactive.
He's something. I mean, I can't. I go back and forth between, you know, I kind of like Juggalo Trey, and no, Juggalo Trey just freaks me out.
Okay.
I go back and forth.
Here's the what you really feel about Juggalo Trey.
Okay.
Would you let Juggalo Trey date your daughter?
No. Under no circumstances. Now, to be fair, it's a pretty high bar that for people who could who I'd let date my daughter.
Would you let him date your son?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well,
neither one.
Well, you don't trust him then.
No, it doesn't mean I don't like him. But there's not very many. There's not very many guys I'm going to feel.
Would you let Otto date your daughter? Presuming she's 18. Like,
yeah.
Obviously not a not now in her childlike state.
No.
Like, let's assume
she's 15,
she becomes
but she's acting 25.
Let's assume in 3 years she becomes of legal age.
But he's too old for it. If he were 5 years younger, I'd be okay with it.
How old are you, Otto?
28. Yeah, he's too old.
So 23?
That's creepy. Okay. If he were 23, that'd be okay.
Okay, that's fair.
So but I like him.
How old's Juggalo Trey?
He's too old.
I don't think he is. Juggalo Trey or Raheel dating your daughter?
Raheel's too old.
He's not that old.
He's too old. Okay. If he were, same thing, if he were 5 or 6 years younger, I'd probably be okay with it.
Okay.
I kind of think for all his prank calls.
We don't have any young guys on the air anymore.
No, we don't. So, I mean, it's not really a fair question. Did you just give birth?
What about Tyler?
He's too old. They're all too old.
Okay. He's older than Raheel.
Yeah. I think Beth just gave birth while we were sitting here.
Sorry about that, Beth.
Yeah.
Hard times. Yeah, Beth. Beth.
Oh, let's. We should do a who's the father thing.
Beth
we need a DNA test.
Beth is suddenly significantly more unattractive to me. I don't know what happened here, but I've suddenly really turned off.
AJ, you are not the father. All right. Well, so Liebeschock filling in tomorrow. Is that correct?
I think that's the plan, right, Joan?
Yes, sir.
And then Jerome on Monday.
Cool. Well, I appreciate those guys filling in, and you guys have great shows.
Hey, be careful in Saskatchewan.
Oh, geez, no, I'm going to drink a lot of beer.
Yeah, don't mess with too many hosers.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I'm not spending the whole time with her family.
And
I guarantee
don't take
you that.
Don't take your pants off around a moose.
I'll get moosed. All right.
I did see a picture yesterday. A set of pictures of a dog that tried to have sex with a duck. It was a total disaster, and they got stuck. We'll have to talk about this tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I won't be here. But did you see the duck that got hit by the golfer? That
no.
was another great one. Oh. All right, I got to tell
I
you.
Love duck
I got to tell you about Houston Can Academies, or else I'm going to get in trouble here. Guys, this is such a great, great school. What they do, they take in kids who have had to drop out of other schools. And some of these are really good kids that had to drop out because they had to get a job to support their family, or maybe they needed glasses they couldn't read. And they needed glasses, and nobody was able to get them for them. Well,
the heck?
Something happened here that just switched over to something else right in the middle of my read there. So let's start over here. Okay, that was entertaining, and I don't know what the heck that was in my head, but all right. Houston Can Academies, and as I was saying, they take in kids who've dropped out of other schools. They give them a second chance. If they need glasses, they get them for them. If they need transportation, they get them that. And if they're hungry, they'll even provide a warm meal for them. And this is where you can help, because so many of these kids go on and do great things, and they need your donation more than ever, whether it's a car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, tractor. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. They're going to come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork, and your donation's tax deductible. And if you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come and get it. And if you donate today, free Visa $50 gift card, just their way of saying thank you. Give them a call today, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.